I think the only solution will be the design of a new bridge, a standalone pedestrian bridge. You know, unfortunately, I've been told that the, both those options are beyond the annual allocation of the Inishowen Roads, and it will be dependent on department funding. As we know, Mill Bridge is part of the Buncrana Inner Relief Road, which is the number one scheme for Inishowen, but unfortunately, we do need funding to get a pedestrian bridge there. The road basically is not wide enough for pedestrians and two lanes of traffic, I've been told. But what's in place at the moment was only to be there temporarily. It's now been there 12 months. So I'm looking for a solution initially, because at Easter we had what we have there now sort of fell onto, we had the bad weather and it fell onto the path, and people then had to make their way onto the road to bypass it. So we need even bollards of some sort or some kind of screening so people can use the path safely. You know, why cars can use the road as well. But ultimately, we do need that pedestrian bridge.
And I'm sure your fellow councillors have pointed out to you that Millbridge has been an issue in Inishowen MD meetings long before Councillor Joy Beard was a member. And the worry is that it's going to continue to be an issue for years to come if it's not tackled now.
Exactly. You know, it has been one of the things since I was elected. You know, I think the first week was this was brought to my attention. And as I say, it's all to do with funding. We know what needs to happen there. We just need to get the funding secured so as we can get a standalone pedestrian bridge